Hey everyone, welcome to episode 38 of Student Radio Stories. This episode includes an interview with Ed Farrer. In this episode, we talk about Ed's time in student radio, his time on the Student Radio Association Committee, and his current role now as a presenter on community radio. Let's get into the interview. So I'm here with Edward Farrer. So Ed, what is your current role now in the radio industry?
Unfortunately, zero role in the radio industry. So I graduated from Warwick University a couple of weeks ago, in fact, and I've been applying to jobs ever since. But unfortunately, no luck as of yet. I definitely want to get into the radio industry. It's just, I think people will sympathise. It's a relatively tough time to break in. So no role as of yet, but hopefully something will come up in the next few months.
So I understand you're a presenter on Hope FM, a community radio station. What is your role and involvement with the station?
Right, so Hope FM is the voice of Bournemouth, Poole and Christchurch, 90.1 FM. So I live in Bournemouth. Obviously, I went to university in Warwick, got really involved in my student radio station. I came back here after graduating, thinking like, I really want to keep doing radio. It was like, even if I'm not going to get a career in it yet, even if I'm waiting, I still want to be doing it because like, it's what I enjoy doing, it's what I love doing, it's why I want to get a career in it. So I started like kind of pestering the local station, which is Hope FM. I emailed loads on the website info they had and just bombarded them for a while. Then it turned out that the emails they had on the website didn't work. So I'd just been sending them into nothing for a few months. And eventually in like November or December, they put up a post about the fact they were moving studios and included, if anyone wants to help, here's the actual email. So I sent that within about, I don't know, 2 minutes of seeing it. I got in touch with the president, a guy called Blair, who is one of the loveliest humans you'll ever meet. I think he did a religious program on a Sunday for Hallam FM back in the day. It's definitely a Yorkshire one. But yeah, I talked to him. I talked to the head of programming, the guy who does the day-to-day stuff, which is Dan. And yeah, I started talking to them about how I could help. So I started doing the Monday Drive show, which I did until lockdown hit. And then I had to take 2 or 3 months off it. And now I've started again doing the Wednesday breakfast show, which is really, really good fun, actually. I always enjoy doing the I'm awful in the mornings, but I always enjoy doing the breakfast programming when I was at my student station, and it's loads of fun. Yeah, so I do a 2-hour show on a Wednesday morning, and I also at some point hopefully going to start helping them with a few other things. Once lockdown's done, we can kind of focus on things that aren't making sure the station isn't broken and making sure it's broadcasting and there are people in place. Hopefully I'll help out a bit more with the social media kind of stuff. But yeah, it's really, really good fun. And I'm glad I've found an outlet on the radio side, because I think if I hadn't, I'd have gone slightly bonkers for 12 months without being able to get in the studio.
So what do you enjoy about being part of community radio?
I tell you what, I think it's a weird situation for me, because Hope FM is a community station for Bournemouth, Poole and Christchurch with a Christian ethos. Unfortunately, I'm not Christian. So I'm kind of stuck in this very weird thing where I'm talking a lot about specifically Christian things and playing a lot of Christian music, but I actually have very little base in it, apart from the fact I went to Sunday school until I was 9. It's been a nice challenge, actually, learning about that and learning in different ways to broadcast. I mean, when I was at Roar, I play a lot of indie and modern pop and like contemporary stuff, and now I'm playing smooth nostalgia and Christian contemporary music. Some of it isn't great, but there's some all right stuff in there. So it's nice to learn about that. And I'm enjoying that challenge of learning how to broadcast in a different way. It's nice because, again, when I was at my student station, it was very, I guess, very much like kind of you might hear on Radio 1 or Capital, something like that, very quick, fast sketches, taking the mickey out of university life. And now I'm doing very serious things on a Wednesday morning to wake up the community. So learning how to broadcast like that's been a real challenge, and learning how to use this new equipment is great fun. But I think the community aspect really appeals to me. I think radio, and local radio especially, is just so great. And it's sad, obviously, we're losing a lot of local radio at the moment. So community stations like Hope that actually have like a relatively big area. We broadcast across Bournemouth, Poole and Christchurch, which is relatively big. We're hopefully going to expand our signal at some point. So helping out on a local radio station like that and being able to share any expertise that I have, which is incredibly little, But being able to help out and just get it going is great fun, because I think community radio is going to be so important in the next few years. And if I can help them out by, you know, using my social media skills to help them reach more people, if I can help, you know, on the presenting side, it just means that I'm contributing to something to the community. So I get to do my love of radio and I get to contribute. And I think it's two really, really important things. So it's really good fun. It's a massive shock to the system going from student radio to community radio, especially the format that we have. But it's, yeah, it's a challenge, but it's really fun. I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, I suppose, like you say, you are sort of in an important position and lucky to have the role you have with the loss of lots of local radio at the moment.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's, I think it's a really weird position, because I think that everyone who's a part of community radio, everyone who's part of radio is really sad that local radio is going, because I think, especially through the years, it's been so important to loads of communities. And it's obviously sad that it's going. It's, you know, it's going to be tough for a lot of people. But that means that, you know, I've always kind of thought this is a chance for community radio to make that step up. You know, we've got to be, kind of, I guess, proactive about it and try and take that place, fill that vacuum, and try and help those people who feel that they've lost that local, like, spot. A lot of people really value local radio. And if that's going, community radio is going to be really important in stepping up. So, yeah, it's not a good situation to be in, but it's also, yeah, it's an opportunity for us to step up and help people. I think that's going to galvanise the station, and it'll galvanise stations across the country, because there are so many good community stations. There are loads out there that are doing great work, and hopefully we can step up, fill the void, and really help more people. So, yeah, horrible situation, but enjoy the challenge of it and becoming better and serving more people.
Yeah, so going back to your time in student radio, what made you want to join your university student radio station?
So I don't know. I guess I'm kind of, there's a lot of people who are involved in student radio, and there's a lot of people, like one of my best mates at university, or I did at Raw, which is my station at Warwick, is a guy called Joe Spagnoli. Whenever he talks about his university choices, like, oh, I went to Warwick because I wanted to go to do Raw. Simon Mayer, who was at Raw, was exactly the same. Timmy Mallett, who was at Raw, was exactly the same. I guess there's a lot of people who like love radio really on. They're like passionate about it. They want to go into it. They want to do it. I had absolutely no idea about any of that. I used to listen to Absolute Radio in the car with my mum when it was Virgin Radio. It was Jeff Lloyd and Home Times and Christian O'Connell on Breakfast. And I loved listening to that. I did listen to radio. It was just, I had no idea it was a thing. Like, I didn't know you could just kind of like walk in and do any of it. I didn't really think it was like a career option or anything. So yeah, when I finished sixth form, I got my grades back. I had a intense 6 hours of like clearing to get into Warwick because I missed my grades by one. But at no point of that was I kind of thinking, yeah, I'm definitely going to do student radio there. But after I got through clearing, I was like very excited. And I was like, okay, I'm going here in like 4 weeks. Better get going. Let's sort it out. So I went through like, there's like 200 odd societies at Warwick. And I went through every single one and made a list of the ones I thought might be fun. I think Raw was on like the top 10 I made. So when I like went to the societies fair, I kind of wandered around vaguely and saw it. And thought, I'll have a chat to somebody. I chatted to, I can never remember who it was. It was either Neil Macquarie or Henry Riley, who were both on the committee at the station at the time. Really great guys. Henry's actually working at LBC at the moment. But yeah, I chatted to one of them. I can't remember which. And they told me about the sport programming they do. And I'm a big sports guy. Like, I've always like loved watching football and cricket. And that's always been like one of my big passions. So when I found out you could like go into the studio on a Saturday, watch the Premier League games live and get involved with that, I was like, yes, I'm absolutely doing that. That sounds sick. So yeah, I did that. And that was the big thing for me, was being able to commentate on live sport. And I got to do so many cool things from that, because I went on to be head in sport and stuff, and I did loads of commentary, and that was amazing. So I guess that was like the big reason I joined. It was one of the biggest things I've out of it. But then I also was like, yeah, I felt like I wanted to get involved with like having my own show as well. So I decided to do that. And yes, that's, I guess, why I kind of got involved. So I just saw the sports stuff and I was like, that looks like great fun. And it was late enough on a Saturday, it started at 3, that I was never too hungover to do it. And it was good fun. I guess that's the main reason I joined.
So what was your involvement and roles in your student station?
So I started off doing the sport stuff. I was kind of an unofficial sport deputy, I think, for a couple of months. I can't really remember, but I started hosting the Saturday and midweek sport programs when I had a sport Niall couldn't make it, which was great fun. Niall, really lovely guy. He went on to work for the SU and he got me really involved with presenting and stuff. So that was great. I also presented my own program with a guy called Elliot Mulligan. We did a show called Pandemonium, which we eventually thought, we started off thinking it'd be some sort of like political chat show. But then I realized I knew nothing about politics and Elliot realized he didn't want to talk about politics anymore. So we just started doing like a general entertainment show. Very silly, but like great fun. There's still a mark on the studio ceiling, I think, where we crashed a drone into it before Christmas. We did all sorts of kind of random stuff like that. And that was amazing fun. And then when the committee elections came round, I ran for head of sport, which was the most amazing fun. We got to do a load of things. During my year, we did the YouTube commentary for Leamington FC, Up the Breaks, which are a National League North football teams in our local town of Leamington, which is near Warwick Campus. So that was great. I got to do the varsity commentary for that. So I kind of did varsity commentary for the rugby at the Ricoh Arena, which was great. I did the netball and I did the football in my final year. So I got to organise the kind of the varsity events, run the sports stuff. When the election thing came around again, I decided not to do 2 years of head of sport. But after watching football every Saturday for a whole year, I just wanted a bit of a break. So I went for programme controller, which was the greatest position. I loved it so much. I really enjoyed programme controller because I think I kind of found like what I enjoyed doing. I enjoy like the presenting side and I kept doing that, but I quite enjoyed the kind of behind the scenes work of making the schedule, helping other people improve and stuff. And during my year there, we set up breakfast shows, because Raw didn't have breakfast shows before I was PC, and I always thought it was a bit weird because I thought it would just be a kind of fun thing to do. So we set up the breakfast shows. It was 8 till 10. So I did all the helped out kind of creating the branding and the launching, and had some really great people help me out with that. I launched the breakfast shows. I also set up the Show Development Network, which is a new thing we had, where we basically gave each presenter on the schedule, each show on the schedule, a little, I can't remember the right word. I'm going to call it buddy. And I can't believe I'm calling it buddy because that is the worst term in the world. But we basically gave them a buddy who you could like talk to and go to and say, look, I want to improve my show. How can I do so? How do I bring it to next level? How do I get more people listening? How do I boost it on social media? And so we'd help out with that. And that was something I was kind of really proud of because I really enjoyed helping other people. It's nice to bring that to the station, like a wider sense that everyone could get help. And it's still going now, which is really cool. So yeah, that was my involvement on the committee side. And then obviously I did the presenting stuff as well. I did my own show called Faradice, which was great fun. I did it with someone called Adam. They were incredible. And we just had the most amazing time doing it. So that was loads of fun as well. So yeah, I did quite a lot. I was kind of seen as, I think, the keynote throughout my 3 years. Like I've jumped into a lot of things. But yeah, head of sport and program controller was my committee stuff.
So what were some of your highlights from your time in student radio?
Yeah, I feel like I've covered the committee stuff because setting up the show development network for me was huge. That was something I was really proud of. And on the sports side, I think commentating for Leamington FC for the season we did was great. Obviously, we don't commentate for them anymore, so fingers crossed they get relegated next season. But it was great fun while we were doing it. But in terms of like, I guess the greatest memories I have like were mainly on air, because I feel that's what I enjoyed with student radio. I enjoyed going on air with mates and having a bit of fun. And I mean, like the charity broadcast, every year we do like a long charity broadcast between 50 and 100 hours, and we do charity content straight. And we'd always do overnight. So we'd be stuck in the studio. The SU would let us camp overnight in the studio, and we'd be on air for like 10 hours straight. And we did that every year. And those were some of the great memories of being up at 5 a.m. and trying different types of herbal teas that we found in the SU, go like doing supermarket sweep and like deserted Tesco at 4:30. So that was great fun. I always enjoyed doing the charity broadcast. But like, I think the big memory that I think will stay with me was in my final term, actually. I really wanted to focus on my show and my final term. I left my committee role, I'd finished exams, I wanted to kind of pile on. And I decided to kind of follow this really, really stupid idea I had to do a outside broadcast in a moving car. Basically, the idea came out of it is that I had a dream that I was in a car park. I was kind of walking, like, you know, one of those like 4 or 5 story ones that you get in shopping centres.
Yeah.
I think it was the one in Reading near the Oracle. And anyone who's around Reading will know the Oracle car park. I'm pretty sure it was something like that. Big multi-story, horrible, concrete, disgusting. Anyway, I was walking around on that. I got my keys out, opened my car up, which it wasn't my car. It was some sort of like, I can't even remember what brand it was, but it was a tiny one. I got in, opened the door, sat down, looked across, and in the driving seat was Greg James doing his live breakfast show in the car. And for some reason, it wasn't Radio 1, it was Kiss Breakfast. I don't know what happened in my dreams to make that happen. But yeah, and he was his Kiss Breakfast show in the car, and I got very annoyed because Chris Moyles used to do the Kiss Breakfast show in my dream mind in the car, apparently, and I stormed off. And it was really weird, and I woke up, and I remember messaging my co-host slash newsreader, Adam, who has been, they're a legend, they just put up with my rubbish. My first message was, I had a dream, and he says, oh no. And from there, we just kind of had a fun with it. We got my mate Carl's 4KA, which was a great vehicle, and we decided we could do an OB in it. So we called it the Faraday's Broadcast, and we basically drove around campus for 2 hours, messing about doing a live show in a 4KA. And it was technically, I thought it would be impossible, but our tech guy, Will Hall, who is an unbelievable talent, he's one of those people you could ask him to like do anything for you, and he'll come back in an hour finishing it. He's an amazing presenter as well. But yeah, so he set it up, and we just messed around. Like we did a campus, like a hunt around campus, going around different clues to try and win a pizza. Our big gimmick was driving a listener home. So we really wanted to get one of our listeners and drive them back to their halls, and we got Sophia, who was really lovely. We picked her up and then took her all the way back to her halls. That was nice. And then we did a live fox hunt sabotage, which out of context seems ridiculous, but one of the people we had on the show a lot called Joe once went on a fox hunt as a getaway driver using his like parents' like knocked up 4K or something. And so we decided to do a live demonstration of his fox hunt sabotaging prowess. We got someone kind of dressed as a fox to run away from the hunters, and gave him 2 minutes to kind of stop the hunters chasing it. And we gave him like a bow and arrow set and some flavored crisps and a water pistol. And yeah, it was really great fun. It was such an amazing broadcast. Now it's something that I look back on, I'm like really proud that we actually pulled that off. I have no idea how we pulled it off. But yeah, we just drove around. Campus security at one point, when we were driving out and blasting out, ABBA decided to follow us. So they got really suspicious. So that was great. And yeah, it's just one of those things that I'm really proud that we actually got out of the studio and did something that we wanted to do and messed around, because that's the best bit about student radio, is messing around with your friends. I was really lucky to do that. So that's the memory I think that will stick out. And like, it was a year anniversary a couple of months ago, and we all listened back to it. And yeah, that was amazing fun. So I think that's the big memory that will stick by me.
Yeah, I think student radio is all about sort of having the fun and the freedom that you can have in student radio.
Yeah, 100%. Because now I'm at Hope, I cannot do a broadcast from a car. And you don't get that same freedom if you go into radio or whatever, because there's various things. It's, you don't get the opportunity you have in student radio to mess about in any other way. And I love the stuff I'm doing at the moment. I love radio. I still want to go into it. It's just with student radio, you get to do all of these amazing things, and practically nobody could stop you. And that was especially true for me, because I was the person who would have stopped me, and I never stopped myself. So it was a lovely abuse of power. But yeah, I just had great fun. And that's what student radio is about, is just doing whatever you want and experimenting.
So I understand you've been Midlands Regional Officer for the Student Radio Association. What did you enjoy and achieve in this role?
Well, I really enjoyed being SRA Midlands officer. It was since taken over. I think it's now Anna Wilkinson. I apologise if the name's wrong because I don't think I've ever met her. Before that, it was after me, it was Emma Snow, who did an appreciatively better job than I did. But yeah, I went to conference in Norwich in 2018, I think. And I'd considered running for the role, but I just didn't because I didn't really... Yeah, I wanted to go to conference to learn about the industry stuff, but I didn't really know what the role was. I thought, I'm not going to do that. And then it went to the AGM where they kind of do all the speeches, and no one was running for Midlands RO. And I asked a question to the people who were running for membership officer. I think it was Abby. I was kind of like, well, I'm with RAW. I don't think the SRA is necessarily talking to stations like us proactively. And Abby went on to be my boss when I became RO. And yeah, I kind of talked to a few people. I talked to Naomi, who's the chair, who was the chair. It's now Hannah Mae Graham, I think. And Naomi, brilliant. And I really liked everybody I met at the conference. I especially liked the people on the exec. They seemed really nice. So I decided to have a run because I felt like I could get more stations involved and be a bit more proactive. Because I just felt there were all these amazing people running all these amazing events. I just feel like people don't know who they are, and because they're working so hard, they, you know, they're not always going to be able to speak to everyone, interact with everyone, get to every station. And so I thought, well, if I'm Midlands RO, I can open up all of the stations in our regions for all these amazing events. Because I think there are 16 stations in the Midlands. It's insane. There wasn't enough involved. So I ran. I got the position. I found out I got the position on the bus. On the way to see my girlfriend, which is nice. And then I started. I went to we had a couple of training sessions and then kind of launched myself into it, ran a couple of training days, which were great fun. Did it at Demon FM in Leicester, which is nice. But yeah, I had great fun doing the training days. And we had the Radio 1 student radio tour when I was Midlands SRA officer. And I had nothing to do with organising it, but I was kind of the person on the ground at OMG Radio and my station RAW when we got presenters coming in, and we had Jordan North OMG, which was amazing. And then we had Nick Grimshaw and Clara Amphor coming to my station RAW, which was incredible. Nick Grimshaw, unbelievably cool, surprisingly tall, really surprisingly tall. I expected him to be like absolutely lovely and wonderful, and he was brilliant. Really tall, but I'm 6'2", and he was towering over me. But yes, we did that, and that was great fun. I enjoy kind of reaching out to other station managers and getting them involved for the first time. And there's a new station at Coventry called Phoenix, for a pint with the station manager and had a chat about that. And they're more involved now. I think Galaxy at Leicester, I talked to a little bit. I just tried to get people more involved with that. I tried to kind of be very proactive in chatting to people and having pints with people and just trying to make sure that I was accessible and I was someone they could talk to, and then they could access the wider SRA stuff, which is so cool. And we had quite a few more people from the Midlands going to the training days in Emma's year, which is great. I think it was just nice to kind of kickstart that. And I enjoyed it because, again, the SRA is great and the Midland stations are great. So I had a really, really good time at it. Yeah, it was good fun.
So how was your student station involved with the SRA, and like, did you go to any events?
Yeah, so it wasn't really involved at all. I feel like there was a little bit of communication. Like, we entered the awards, maybe we'd be told about things. But like, I didn't really know what the SRA was until I considered going to conference. And then I went to conference alone. Yeah, we didn't really have a great deal. No, I mean, since, I don't think anyone from RAW's gone to the conference. And to be fair, there's only been 1 year since. But yeah, so we didn't have like a big involvement in it. I thought it was kind of sad. I guess it's because RAW isn't like a big media uni. There's a lot of like media unis, I guess, who go because that's the career they're passionate about, clearly, because that's, I guess, the degree they're doing, and they want to learn and they want to hear the careers talks. I guess with RAW, there's no media degrees per se. There's a lot of people who just kind of turn up and do their show and have fun with it, and I don't see so much past it. There's a lot less people who are maybe thinking of going into a career for it. But yeah, I just felt like we could, because there are some really amazing presenters at RAW. There's some really, really good talent. I just wanted them to get more involved with stuff. And like a couple of Raw people went to a couple of my training days, and now we're getting more involved with it. We're entering the SRAs. We're kind of being a bit more interactive with it. And I like that. I like to think that in some small way, me being SRA officer kind of brought us a bit closer in. Because I feel like the SRA just provides so many great opportunities. It's just a fact about getting stations like Raw, who maybe weren't so involved with it before, involved. So yeah, it's getting more involved. We had the training day last year, the autumn training day that Emma organised was at Raw, which was super cool, and there were loads of people there, and that was really nice. So yeah, much more involved now.
So finally, what advice would you give to those currently in student radio?
I was about to say a rude word, so I won't. But muck about, have fun with it. Because I was programme control, and I was doing a lot of like important things. Things that I thought were important, at least, and like disciplining presenters and the schedule. And I realise, I look back on it now, that it really didn't matter that much. Like I put a lot of in. There are a lot of situations that I was dealing with, especially when you're like station manager, or program controller, or any position on the committee where you're doing all this stuff, and you realise that actually, it doesn't matter that much. And I, like, the only things I regret from student radio are the things that I didn't do on air. It's the only things I regret. You might think I'd regret the sketch where I recreated Stone Cold Steve Austin's brand new talk show where he threw Prince William through a glass table. You might think I'd regret that. But what I really regret is the games that I didn't put on air. I regret not putting, and this is going to annoy a lot of people at Raw who are still convinced it's the worst game idea ever. There's a thing called musical fairs, clever play on musical chairs, which I'm very proud of. But basically the idea was we'd be at the top of, so Leamington's got a hill down it, and most students, including me, live at the bottom in Lower Leam. And the bus stops at the top, and it'll drive kind of slowly down. And the idea was when you sit on the top of the U1 bus, carrying all the students back, and when it set off from the top of the hill, you had to run down the top of the bus, stopping and trying to sing to people. And the challenge was by the end of the hill, getting down to the bottom of the hill, you'd have to see how many people you could get singing along with you. And it was it would have probably been an utter disaster. But I guess that's like, for some reason, that one small game, I really regret not doing it. So I guess that's the big thing, is like, do not, like, you won't regret the things you tried and failed and you laughed out of the pub later and you got Mickey taken out of you for a couple of weeks. What you will, like, regret is not having a punt. And I would have really regretted it if we didn't do the broadcast in the car. I would have really regretted it if we didn't do all these stupid things. So yeah, that's like, I don't regret anything I did do, really, apart from on Nights Out, clearly. But I really, the one thing I guess regret is that one game I didn't get to do. So that's my advice, like, go in, have fun, and just do all the things you want to do, because it will be amazing fun. I wish I'd just done more of that. Even though I did quite a lot, I really wish I just mucked around more. So yeah, that'd be the advice. If you're in student radio at the moment, is just have fun with it, because that's what it's like meant to be. You know, you can be as serious as you want, but you're still learning your craft. Like, even at 3-4 years in university, no one comes out the perfect presenter, even though there are a few very close. You're learning your craft, so have fun, enjoy it, do loads of stupid things. And you'll come out of it a much more rounded person, and you'll have had loads and loads of fun. And that's what I enjoy most, of mucking around with friends, because that's what you get also, is you muck around and you make amazing friends. There'll be people I'll talk to from student radio, you know, we'll probably go to each other's weddings and stuff, because they're friendships that really last. I'm still messaging people I was at Raw with pretty much daily. I've got loads of good friends. I live with a couple of people. I have a group chat that's still pinging away whilst we're talking about the test match going on. I still talk to my newsreader, Blunden, pretty much every day. So yeah, you make all these amazing friends as well. So muck around, have fun, make friends. If you aren't teetotal, drink a lot as well, because that's nice. But yeah, just have fun with it. That's the main thing, is don't hold yourself back and just throw yourself in there.
Well, thank you, Ed. It's been great to hear from you about your time in student and community radio.
Pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for indulging me, because I could talk about this for another 3 or 4 hours, and you probably have to edit it down already. So yeah, lovely to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Ed, for sharing your radio journey with me. Good luck in your future roles in the radio industry. Stay tuned for more student radio stories to come. Bye, everyone!